Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to Blueprint of Fate. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host on this journey into the Word of God, which is also called the Word of Fate. I've been a teacher of the Word for over 30 years. I was a pastor of Abundant Grace Ministries, and now I travel the world teaching the Word of God. According to the Word, without faith, it's impossible to please God. By faith, we understand. The Bible also goes on to say that the just shall live by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith, we believe that the universe was made. We are justified by faith. Fight the good fight of faith. At this podcast, we're going to talk about what really is faith, how we get it, how do we develop it, how to use it so that we can receive the 8,810 promises of God, 7,487 of them being promises made by God to His beloved man. Welcome to another episode of Blueprint of Faith. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host. In this episode, we're going to talk about a subject that has been of discussion within the Christian sect, as they say. And that question or that we have been dealing with for so many years is the subject of justification by works versus faith in Jesus Christ. And this discussion or topic was one that the disciples had to deal with in their time. And I believe that they have answered that through the scriptures and just by Paul stated by revelation that he got his interpretation of the scriptures. Because the Bible tells us that when he got saved, that he actually went to Arabia for about 3 years before he went and saw any of the apostles that were with Jesus. But this particular subject of justification by faith, by works versus faith, Paul had dealt with it in the book of Romans. The book of Galatians actually deals specifically with this particular incident. And so what I want to do is to take this and deal with it in this particular podcast so that we can, I think we need to move on from this, because as believers, we could see all through the scriptures that the Bible tells us that we are justified by faith. And we will use some of Abraham's life and to take a look at him, because the Bible calls him the father of faith. The scripture declares that the just shall live by faith. And so if the just is to live by faith, then we ought to live by faith and not by works. And so, but there's a scripture also that says, faith without works is dead. But this particular works that we're talking about is that of justification by faith for salvation. For faith without works is truly dead. You have to then have your, and we could see that within Abraham's life as we've been studying the blueprint of faith. It tells us that Abraham did not consider his body now dead, yet nor the deadness of Sarah's womb, because they had to, God had given them a promise, and in order for that promise to become manifested, they had to do something, and they engaged in the process of making love in order for that child to be born. So God could have given them that promise until they did something, that child would have never come. And that's what the scripture says. They didn't consider their bodies now dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. So they didn't look at the natural, but they believed God. And as a basis of their belief, they began to walk by faith and acted on that belief. And so I want to take a little some time and take a look at Galatians. I actually entitled this podcast basically from Galatians chapter 3, verse 4, where it talks about how our false brethren came into the gospel, came into the church. And the title that I took is To Spy Out Our Liberty, Which We Have in Christ Jesus, that they may bring us to bondage. But we have tremendous liberty within salvation. I remember as a young boy, we were taught in church, you can't do this, you can't dress this way, you can't do that, you can't speak this way, you can't act this way. And I've heard many people say one of the reasons why they don't want to walk in the Christian path is because it's boring. And that's because they don't understand the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. And so there is tremendous benefit. There's a scripture that tells us that we partake of our divine nature of God through the promises that were given to us. So these are things that we get to do as believers, to partake of divine nature. And so let's begin taking a look at the subject of justification by works versus faith. Because, again, as I mentioned, Paul had to deal with this within the church of Galatia. Paul had gotten saved. He had traveled to Galatia to preach the gospel. He preached the gospel, and then what happened was some of the Jews got into, as he said in chapter 2, verse 4, that they kind of sneak in to spy out our freedom within Christ. And these teachers began to teach something other than what Paul had taught. And Paul had taught was that justification through faith and not justification through work. And he makes a statement about this. And I think we ought to pay attention to what he says, because he talks about preaching another gospel. I'll start with Galatians chapter 1. Verse 7 says, let's start with 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be a curse. Verse 9, as we said before, so I now say again, if any man preach another gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be a curse. And so what gospel did Paul preach? We are going to take a look at that gospel that he preached. And that gospel was basically you would have salvation through faith and not of works. And so, because the Bible tells us if we are able to obtain it by works, we would boast. But let's continue. And just follow as Paul began to teach. And so in chapter 2, of Galatians, Paul is rehearsing and telling them about his conversion, how he did not communicate with any of these guys once he got saved, that he went directly into Arabia, he went away from them, and he then came, and then he went and he visited Peter and I believe James. After, I believe he said 3 years, he went and introduced himself to them and so forth, and then he comes back again, and he goes to Jerusalem and he's hanging out with these guys, and Peter has been hanging out with the Gentiles, quote unquote, the unbelievers, and not the Jews. And so Paul had to deal with Peter as well, because Peter kind of slipped back into the justification by works versus salvation, meaning that they were arguing about him, that you have to be a Jew first before you can get saved and all this kind of stuff. And I'm going to take some time and show you that Abraham, before Abraham became quote unquote a Jew, which was in Genesis chapter 17, that he got the sign of Judaism and so forth, his circumcision when he got circumcised. That was when you could claim or say that he became a Jew. But before that, this man was a Gentile. And I'm going to show you that he obtained all of his promises that he got before he became, quote unquote, a Gentile, a Jew living under circumcision. So the argument that these guys had, and which Paul began to show them, was absolutely madness, because Abraham, the scripture tells us that he believed God and it was accredited unto him as righteousness. And so that belief, I think we see that scripture that is in Genesis chapter 15, and that was before he became righteous in 15, before he got circumcised. So that it was what Paul was trying to bring to these men, to show them that to now revert back to that is foolishness. It just simply puts you in bondage. And bondage to what? Bondage to the law. Because the argument here was that you have to follow the law versus the grace of God, which is much more freedom. And that's where they were trying to put the people back in bondage. And the law basically was given in the Old Testament with Moses, when Moses came down from the mountain. And so, and we all know the history of that, that the children of Israel were in bondage for 400 plus years. God comes, sends Moses to deliver them. He delivers them out of, from bondage. And so for all their lives, basically, they were living under the rule of the Egyptians. And so their laws were much different than what God wanted them to behave, how God wanted them to behave. And so God had given to Moses what they call and what we call the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments was given to basically help to change behavior, to make this group of people now begin to behave a certain way. And the Tenth Commandments is given, you can read that in Exodus chapter 20, where it lists that the law now comes into action. And so before the law came, Abraham was before the law. So Abraham was righteous before the law. And as I mentioned to you, Paul spent much of his time arguing, proving his point based on that information. And so he began to address this that was happening in within the church, the early church. And so he had to, he talks about facing Peter man to man, face to face, to deal with this particular situation. And so, and he makes a statement, as I said earlier, that if anyone preaches another gospel, he becomes a curse. And so, there are lots of teachers and religions out there that are telling you that you have to be justified by works. And I say that is not so, because the scripture says it's not so. And I want to side with the scripture versus siding with any type of religion. The word of God is very powerful, but, the tradition of men makes the word of God to none effect anyway. So the traditions of men are much more powerful. And so we look at Paul, as Paul begins to talk about some of these things, that he, you know, again, he was giving his history. He was brought up in, quote unquote, Judaism. He excelled. He was more aggressive than in learning and enacting their belief on the Christians, because he says that he persecuted the Church of God and wasted it, as he makes his own statement, which was in chapter 1, verses 13. He says, "For you have heard of my conversion in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the Church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equal in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers." And so, as he begins to lay out his case, he tells them that he was, that when it pleased God, God separated him from his mother's womb and called him by his grace. He then tells you that in verses, chapter 2, that 14 years after he went up to Jerusalem, but he went this time with Barnabas and Titus with him. And he went up by revelation to communicate unto the gospel. He actually went to these guys to double check with them, in other words, if he was preaching the right gospel, and that he was afraid that he may have been preaching for so long in vain. So he just went to check with these guys. And so he encounters, as I mentioned, Peter. And he began to face Peter when Peter had a situation. He says, "But counterwise, when they saw that the gospel of uncircumcision was committed unto me as the gospel of the circumcision unto Peter," and this is when he had the conversation with the apostles, and they said, "Okay, Paul, we see that you have the anointing for the Gentiles, and Peter has the anointing for
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile, with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Preach the gospel to the Jews, and so they separated them and began to do that. And so And if you go and you look at chapter 2, verses 11, you see where the incident where Peter is wronged, and he begins to face Peter and says, no. He says, you, he even asks Peter, he says, if you weren't able to handle the law and live by the law, how come you now trying to put that on these new converts that are not Jewish? And so he came face to face with Peter and told him, you are wrong. You became justified by faith. So why are you making them go justify to try to keep the law? And so he begins to tell him that the law was given so that we can, it was given to us by Moses to point us to Christ, because he says, if you are guilty of one, or if you broke one of those commandments, he says, you're guilty of all of them. So, it puts light on us and our behavior. And so, this is the group of people that Jesus came up against, the ones that were pushing the law, pushing the law. And he was trying to bring to them grace, the freedom that we have in grace, and freedom that comes with that, because Paul begins to tell us that the promised seed that was Jesus Christ, that through that seed, that because the promise, the Bible tells us, was to Abraham's seed, not Abraham's seeds. And that seed that came was Jesus Christ. And when Paul makes a statement that when he became born again, when he became born again, it's not him that's, you know, it's the life of Christ. So now we have become that seed through Christ Jesus. And as we now become that seed, what was promised to God, to Abraham, was also promised to us. We have received the blessing through that, through faith in Jesus Christ. And so, if you continue to read chapter 3, chapter 2 and 3 basically talks about, again, I was mentioning about Paul when he's talking about the life now that he lives is lived through Jesus Christ. That is seen in verse 20. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me. And so that's what he's talking about. And he talks about, you know, if we were to do everything by works, then Christ has died in vain. Everything that God has taught us is all, you know, vain and is wrong, because if we can attain it by work, for the scripture says, if we could have done that, we would have boasted. And so God, none of us, because we are not able to do that, number one, because if we could have done everything by works, as I mentioned to you, the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life. That scripture and the action that God did would have been madness. Because why would you need to have your son come and die on a cross if I can do it on my own? And so the fact that we can't do it on our own, because now, as I mentioned, we would boast. Imagine the person who could have obtained perfection and salvation and justification without that, without God. He would stand on the highest mountaintop and make sure that everyone knows about it. And also he would boast for, you know, and probably set up a school so that he could train you and I to do the same thing so that we can boast just as much as he can. And so the scripture tells us that none of us can do it. And so again, if it was the fact that we could have done it, it would have been contrary to the scriptures, because the Bible tells us that Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And so, we are now, through faith, I've become the children of Abraham. And as I mentioned to you before, that if you go and take a look at and study for yourself, you'll see that Abraham was not, he was still basically, if you want to say, a Gentile. And as you study the word, and especially when you go into Genesis, and he had believed God and got all, you know, in Genesis 15:6, I believe it is, it says that we are told that Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And so, when you go and you take a look at his life, you'll see that it was in Genesis chapter 17, verses 24, I believe, is when, quote unquote, you could technically say that that he became a Jew, which was somewhere, I think, is 14 to 16 years before he had, he was accredited to him as righteousness in verses 15. It's been 14 years since that passed. So it proves to you and I that Abraham was justified by faith and not by works. And so God's word, you can look at the book of Romans, and there are scriptures all over the Bible that talks about how we are justified by faith. I believe one that I know of in Habakkuk that I could remember is Habakkuk 2:4, and it talks about faith and how, you know, we are justified by faith versus works. And we need to have this settled in our life, because when you and I do something, when we step out of the will of God, and we try to naturally try to work our way back in there, and he's saying, it's by faith, you know, you can't work your way back into that to have your right relationship with God. You will never have a right relationship with God outside of faith. And I think the scripture is in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 4, I believe, says, "Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is now upright in him, but the just shall live by faith," or by his faith, the scripture says. And so that is the crux of it all, that the just shall live by faith. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys, you know, to let's settle this thing as far as justification by works. And you will never be able to do it. If you're fallen, you go to God, ask for forgiveness, and you will be justified. Titus 3:7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The book of Romans is an excellent book when dealing with justification by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 3:24 says, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." As I mentioned, that's what the law is there for. Romans 5:1-21 talks about justification by faith. Romans 3:28, Romans 8:30, Philippians 3:9, 1 Corinthians 6:11, Romans 5:9, Romans 4:2, Romans 4:25, Romans 10:1-21. These scriptures all through the Bible deals with the subject of justification by faith, and that we ought to come before God, realize our weaknesses, and step out and believe God for what He has done for us, and so that we can partake of His divine nature. The scripture tells us we partake of His divine nature. And so it is very important that salvation is part of His divine nature, so that we can get out of the mess that we find ourselves in. And all the other things that Jesus did for us through faith. And I want to encourage you guys to know that Jesus loves you. He died for you. The Father set up a plan, knew that what was going to happen in the garden, and He took care of it so that we can overcome. He knew that this was going to happen. And so He gave us this ingredient that through this ingredient now we are able to overcome everything. It tells us in Hebrews, for by faith we believe the world that were created. It tells us, and I showed you guys about in the last episode, about it talks about our heroes of faith, and I went through a list of them. And so they didn't get overcome by works. They overcame by faith. And the scripture says that the just shall live by faith. And so if we considered ourselves just being, we have believed who Jesus is, that He died on the cross, He rose again on the third day, that He seated on the right hand of the Father. We believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, that He came on the earth, and He's been on the earth since when He showed up on the day of Pentecost, and He's here to help us to obtain and do the things that we need to do to make sure that we are the children of God. And the thing about being a child is that when it comes to a parent, your child is never perfect, but a parent's love is something else. And so we see that all through the scriptures when it talks about the prodigal son. We saw, I mentioned to you John 3:16, the sacrifice that God did for our behalf, the sacrifice that Jesus did on our behalf, the sacrifice that the Holy Spirit did on our behalf. We saw that Abraham, when he believed that God was able to raise up the dead. And so when God told him to take his son to the mountain to offer him up as a sacrifice, Abraham actually believed that God was capable of raising him from the dead. So he had no problem going up and sacrificing his son. And so that's why the scripture says Abraham believed God and it was accredited to him as righteousness. And so these are the things he believed God when God said, leave your homeland and follow me, and I will take you out of this and make you a father of many nations. He believed God when God told him many things. And so you and I have to do the same in our life, to continue to believe God for everything that we have need of, and it's all laid up in the scriptures. I guarantee you, and I challenge you to go into the Bible, you'll find scriptures on all, on every need that mankind have. And you take those and you stand on those words, those scriptures, and believe God is, as the scripture says, that he, Abraham believed God and he believed him until the final product was that God was able to do what he said he was going to do. And so I urge you guys to get before God, find your promise of in your situation, and change it. And until next time, it's been my pleasure. to go over this subject. I wanted to make sure that we understand that it's by faith and not by work. So get that out of your head. You cannot do anything to earn anything from God except to believe and love Him. And from that relationship, you will start to behave a certain way. You will start to speak a certain way. You will start to act a certain way. And that is freedom. And that is all done by choice. And so, this is Ken Primus at the Blueprint of Faith. And my goal is to teach you how to receive the promises of God that He has for your life. Thank you. I ask you to invite your friends, church members, family members, anyone to subscribe to the podcast. And those that want to have any more questions or whatever, you can touch me, contact me through my email. And looking forward to hearing from you guys. And remember, faith is to help you to get and receive all of the promises of God, that you may partake of His divine nature. Until next time. Thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith. And remember, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So be not weary, but imitate them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Again, thank you for coming by. Please subscribe, and if you can, support us financially. We deeply appreciate it. You can do this by hitting the heart button. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, church, study group, and even people you don't like. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more. Thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith. And remember, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So be not weary, but imitate them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Again, thank you for coming. Please subscribe, and if you can, support us financially. We deeply appreciate it. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, church, study group, and even people you don't like. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more.